Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello and welcome to this mini Charlton Live podcast. My name is Louis Mendez. Thank you for joining me on the show. We'll be looking back at the Addicks' trip to Home Park on Saturday, where we took on Plymouth Argyle. We'll hear the highlights of the game and find out what boss Lee Bowyer and striker Lyle Taylor made of it. We'll also find out the latest from the gaffer on his confusing new contract offer. And with racial abuse rearing its ugly head in football once again this weekend, Lyle Taylor explains what it's like to be on the receiving end of it. For a lack of a full show this week, the Charlton Live team were having a well-deserved weekend away in Plymouth after the game. We'll be back, though, for a full big match preview on Thursday evening.
Charlton Live.
So the Addicks travelled to Devon on the back of four wins in the last six league outings, still harbouring outside hopes of a top two finish in League One, but it wasn't going to be easy. Argyle were unbeaten in their last eight home games, and Charlton hadn't won at Home Park since a brace from Leroy Leiter in 2008. Your commentators on Valley Pass were Greg Stubley and Terry Smith.
Sawyer finds Carey again and into Lemaris, into the penalty area. Ball across, cleared away by Bauer. It goes straight back to Sawyer. Thinks about the chip across. Purrington meets that, heads it back across the penalty area though. And it's one and drops to Carey, edge of the penalty area, trying to find a shot. Chips instead over the bar. And the first shot in anger to the home from the right hand side, the Charlton left. Heading towards the corner of the penalty area. He's allowed to run a long way here. And he takes the shot down to the left-hand side of Dylan Phillips, who has to palm it away for a corner. Quickly taken free kick. And it's away on this Charlton left with Arcevic. Back to Threlkeld. Ball, long ball into the box. It's a header from Edwards. And he heads it over the bar under pressure from Taylor. Had gone with him.
He did. Lemaris has the ball. It's a neat ball to the right-hand side. And Dapo inside the penalty area, look to take on Nabisar. Latapo cuts inside onto his left foot, shoots, and a good save from Phillips, diving down to his right, and Solly clears.
Williams gets something on the ball, but Ginkanavan with a long ball forward towards Latapo, who flicks it on. It's a nice header, comes to Carey with a shot, and over the bar. It's always rising. Phillips might have
That's
got a
save. That is definitely a save. He's given a goal kick, but Phillips definitely, yeah,
definitely
saved that.
Inside the box, now to Lemaris. Lemaris controls, trying to take a pass power, and pass Pilic. And Pilic put a foot out. Lemaris goes over it. And Plymouth have a penalty.
How many warnings do you need that a player's going to dive at every opportunity? How many warnings do you have to have before you realise that Lemaris is going to go over every foot that he sees?
He waits for the referee's whistle. He just gets into position. Referee still taking his time. Blows his whistle. Carey steps up. Left foot is strikes.
Yes!
By Dylan Phillips! Dive into his left with his feet.
Come
keeps
on,
it out. And some Charlton players and some fans might think that's just deserves for the decision made. But Dylan Phillips with a vital save for Charlton to keep it goalless. And Plymouth have the corner.
Oh, Dylan Phillips steps up. Keeps Charlton in it.
As Carey steps over the ball, ball into the penalty area. It's a dangerous one. Costa Ladapo, who should have scored.
Oh, dear, oh,
and
dear.
What a let off.
Plymouth have come close a number of times and will probably feel they should be one, at least 1-0 up on the balance of play. And it's hard to disagree with that.
A great moment for Dylan Phillips. It's Solly, the throw, short to Cullen. The exchange is passing. It's a lovely play. Solly crossing opportunity. Ball into the box.
Taylor!
Yes! Charlton take the lead!
Come on!
2 minutes after Dylan Phillips keeps him in the game with a superb penalty save. A lovely 1-2 between Josh Cullen and Chris Solly. The ball in the box was perfect. The header from Taylor was too strong for Matt Macy. And Charlton have the lead after 40 minutes.
Well, you'll look at this game and you'll think it's crazy at times. Well, it doesn't get much crazier than that. We had the penalty save from Dylan Phillips at this end, and within, what, a minute? Up the other end, a lovely little piece of football on this right-hand side between Cullen and Solly. A 1-2, release Solly down the right-hand side. Lovely cross, picked out Lyle Taylor on his own, edge of the six-yard box, and a superb header past Macy that he couldn't keep out. And Charlton will have the lead, but the home side will be looking at that thinking, how has this happened?
Solly just holding up the ball. I think Charlton just going to see this out till half-time. And there is the half-time whistle. Williams, nice good touch. Control. And we'll look to try and take on Frelkeld. Gets to the left-hand side. Williams onto his right foot. Has Perrington in the overlap. Cuts inside. Williams still with it. And apparently here. Ball across. Goals.
Oh, good Vaticelli. Yes! Igor!
And Igor Vaticelli will claim it. And Charlton just after the half-time have a two-goal advantage. It might be an own goal looking at the replay, but Charlton won't care. They make it two.
I think he'll have a job taken out of Vigo, although he looked fairly perplexed when he saw it going. You have to say, though, Johnny Williams was the man and the main architect for that goal. It's a lovely touch to take him round his man in the first place. I think it was Threlkeld. And then he had Purrington on the overlap, but he used him as a decoy, cut back inside. Then was to go and he wanted to go on his right, but the angle for the cross wasn't there, so he cut back on his left, drifted the ball across, and Vinigaly, if he got anything on it at all, it was his thigh or his knee. Wasn't a clean contact, but it was enough to get it past Macy, as you say. Whether that finally came off a defender, who knows? Who cares? Chop 2-0
inside the penalty area, goes for goal. Ooh. And is palmed away by Macy unconvincingly. Cullen heads down to Solly. Lovely ball inside to Aribo. He's onside. Aribo inside the pounds here. Onto his left foot. Goes a goal. Saved by Macy. And he palms it away. Almost hits Lyle Taylor. Somehow doesn't. And Charlton have the throw.
Up against Jones. Corner of the penalty area. Sees Lapsley on the overlap. Lapsley ball into the box. Taylor with a header. Just wide right of the uprights. This probably should be the whistle. And there it is. There's the final whistle. And Charlton going a 2-0 victory here at Home Park, which you have to say in the first 40 minutes looked extremely unlikely.
Charlton live.
So a penalty save from Dylan Phillips proved the pivotal moment as the Addicts, who were below par up until then, took the lead through Lyle Taylor just 98 seconds later, and then they never looked back. The lead was doubled early in the second half, either through Igor Vaticelli or possibly an own goal from Argyle's Niall Canavan. The win, coupled with second place Barnsley's loss at Burton, leaves the South East Londoners just 6 points shy of the automatic promotion places with a game in hand, although we do need to be wary of Sunderland in third, who have two games in hand on us and are 2 points ahead of us as well. The clash at Home Park was Lee Bowyer's 50th league game in charge of the Addicts, and that run, by coincidence, also started with a 2-0 win over Plymouth back in March last year at the Valley. The gaffer was pleased with the victory, but admitted it was fair to say that the spot kick stop from Phillips was the turning point for his side.
Yeah, I think it's fair to say that. I think it just shows that Plymouth are a good side. I said that before we started. They're a good side, and like this time last year, they was fourth in the league. So they've got good players. They've got players that can hurt you, and they showed that. And in the first half hour of the game, they was the better side. They won a lot more second balls. They moved the ball well, and they created chances. You know, and then once Dylan makes the save, then it's like it gives us a wake-up call, and then we started doing what we're good at, you know, and then we started dominating the game. I think from the penalty save onwards, I thought we was the better side.
The timing of the goals couldn't have come any better, really, to kill them off with that second straight after half-time when they'd probably gone in a bit shell-shocked that they were behind as well.
Yeah, but that's what we do. We've got players that can hurt you, and obviously Lowell, great movement for his goal, great ball from Solly. First goal, and Johnny Williams exceptional down the left for the second. So we had to obviously change things shape wise because they was causing us damage. Ramirez was playing up top, but then he was dropping into areas that our centre halves couldn't go all the way with him, and that was causing us problems. So then I had to change that, and then once we done that, and then I think we was comfortable. I thought we deserved a win.
Also, your 50th league game in charge today. I don't know if you knew that beforehand, but symmetrical results and opponents as well. 2-0 win over Plymouth. You must be so pleased with how it's gone over the last year or so.
Yeah, it's been good. It's been good, but there's still a long way to go for me. Like, we've got six games left, and if we can win all six of them, I've said to the lads before we kicked off, we've got seven, and we need to win them all, and we've got a chance of doing that. I believe in them, and if we do, then we'll be in and around that top two. Like, I honestly believe it. There's going to be the teams in front of us are going to make mistakes. That's a given. And we've just got to try and keep winning and be there in case they slip up.
The second goal, from where we were behind the goal, we thought Igor got a touch. I noticed a few outlets are giving it as an own goal. Do you have any idea if it is? And if it is Igor's, I mean, great to see him getting amongst the goals again.
No, I don't know who touched it. I was even further away than anybody else, I think, so I haven't got a clue. But hopefully it's Igor's, and that will give him more confidence. But again, I thought he worked hard today, and he deserved a goal, so it would be nice if the two front men ended up with a goal each today.
You're able to welcome Christian Billick back into the side today, and then he did have to go off early. He'd been down a couple of times. Is there anything to worry about there?
Yeah, it's his ankle. His ankle's the problem, so we'll have to patch him up and see how he goes. Didn't want to take too many risks with him, you know. It was obviously a precaution that we brought him off, but we'll have to see how he goes. He's obviously got a problem with his ankle still, so but he realises how important he is to us. Sitting there in front of the back four. To be fair to Plymouth, someone that works for Plymouth just come up to me and said, I have to tell you that your fans were outstanding from start to finish today, and that's great to hear. He said they was so respectful and they get behind your team, and you can see the reaction the players get from the fans, and for me, like, that's great to hear, you know, because like I've said before, that wasn't like that last season.
It's 9 unbeaten, Lee. You're in really good form, aren't you? Go heading towards the last six games. Do you feel you can push towards that top two?
Yeah, I honestly believe we've got a chance of winning all six. And will the teams above us make mistakes? I believe they will. Sunderland's got a hard run in. They've got, like, I don't know how many games left, but they're Saturday, Tuesday to the end of the season. That's not going to be easy. They've just gone to Rochdale and nicked it at the end, but they've got a big squad, a good squad, so Barnsley's, it's in their hands to give it away, you know, and I've said to the lads, like, I believe we're going and we can win all six, and if we do that, then we ain't going to be far off, and if the teams above us want to give us a chance, then we've got to be there to grab it. So, but again, like, all we're doing is concentrate on what we're doing, and what's meant to be will be.
Charlton Live.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to one full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
It was Lyle Taylor who opened the scoring for the Addicts just before half-time at Plymouth, bagging his 19th goal of the season in the process. The front man came to speak to the media after the game, and he admitted it looked at times in the first half that the result may well be going the other way.
Yeah, I mean, I think for half an hour, if I'm completely honest with you, we got battered. We were expecting them to be good. just could not impose ourselves on the game. Then you get the goal against the run of play after Dill saves a penalty, and then their kid, Ladapo, misses an open goal from a knockdown from a corner. And I think at that point you kind of think this might be our day. But we hung in there. We had to hang in there, but we hung in there when we had to. And the defending was brilliant. Naby and Pat did so well not to get sent off today, because it's like every time there was anything, the ref gave a foul against us and pulled out a card very quickly. He got pushed, the referee. Igor got kicked in the face, and a centre midfielder made exactly the same foul that Naby did to get booked on the halfway line, and there wasn't a single card. Quite how we've come out of it with five yellow cards, and I'm not sure they got any. I don't have a clue, but at the end of the day, we've got a long journey home now with 3 points.
On comms, we were saying pretty much the same thing about, and I said, after about half an hour, and we'd already picked up four yellows, I think it was by then, I'll be amazed if we see this game through with 11. And it did look that way, but was it the penalty save and the miss that, and then almost immediately at the other end, the lovely work between Chris Solly and Josh Cullen to get that ball across from Chris, find your head, lovely finish. Is that what changed? I mean, save plus your goal.
It galvanises the team, a save like that. I mean, I don't think we've saved a penalty this year. I don't think we've faced many, to be honest with you. But the fact that Dill has pulled us out of the proverbial is brilliant. And we've got Dill to thank for these 3 points, because it could have been so different going 1-0 down while being dominated still. So we'll thank Dill for that. And we'll go again Tuesday.
Goal in the first 2 minutes of the second half pretty much sealed it, and we, I wouldn't say comfortable is probably not the right word, but we controlled the game after that. We've heard it was an own goal, and will Igor even attempt to claim it?
From what I saw, it hit Igor, so I'll always back my strike partner. It hit Igor, and if I was Igor, I'd have been running away, doing a windmill, making sure everybody knew that it hit me, regardless of whether it did or it didn't. So, no, I think it's definitely touched Igor. Whether it touched him last, I don't know, but it's touched him. So I'm giving it to my mate, and it's a goal each for the pair of us.
But the work from Johnny Williams just before that deserved the goal anyway.
It did. I mean, Johnny was brilliant today. He carried us up the pitch so many times with the ball, and that's what Johnny brings. He's a real outlet. And when we, do you know what, when we went 4-3-3, we were so much better, because we were able to get down the sides and get into good crossing positions. And do you know what? The crosses don't have to be the very best crosses. But if you force teams to defend crosses, they will eventually slip up. And that's exactly what happened. So it's another thing we can do. If a diamond isn't working, we can play 4-3-3. We can play a flat 4-4-2 as well. So it's good, because it's another avenue we can go down if we need to.
Joe Rebo playing a little bit further in that forward in that second half was also a threat. Surprised he didn't get on the sheet at the score sheet, actually.
Yeah, I mean, Joe can do everything. Honestly, the boys have so much talent, so much ability. It's ridiculous. I really like him as a number 10. It's tough because Johnny's an 8 or a 10. Ben Reeves is an 8 or a 10. Joe's an 8 or a 10. We've got so many that are. Tariq can play in the hole as well. He's a left winger or a 10. So it's so difficult because you've got so many good players. But I like Joe in there. And if I was to see Joe in there behind me more often, I wouldn't have anything to say bad about that.
Managed to celebrate the second goal and a corner in front of the visit, you know, the travelling fans. There was 800 plus, but it sounded more like 8,000 at that end.
There was a lot of them, and they made one hell of a noise, and they pulled us out of it in the first half when we were really struggling, and they drove us on in the second half. And if you saw how quiet the home fans were in the second half, they were really deflated, and ours were making an absolute racket in the corner. So that's a massive, massive testament to them, and thank you to them, because I mean, let's be honest, we probably would have gone under without their support. So the fact that we didn't, it's a team game, and by team it's every one of them 800. So I'm not sure we're quite 900 aside, but we'll take the backing from them.
Lebo has always said that the top two's still his aim. That gets closer to reality now, the Barnsley have lost today. Is that something in the players' minds to drive you forward?
No. For me, simply, it's about winning every game. It's in all honesty, every season you want to win every single game. You can't. Otherwise, yeah, I mean, I'm sure it's not been done. But you want to win every single game, so we'll rest up now and we'll try and go and win again Tuesday. And Bo said beforehand, he said, if we have a really, really good week here, who knows where we could be at the end of it. So there you go. Over to you. So that's the aim now. The aim is 9 points. The aim is, what, with 6 games left? The aim is 18 points. If we can get 18 points, then who knows? It's going to be difficult, very difficult. Difficult away game on Tuesday. Difficult Luton at home. Difficult Gillingham away. Difficult Oxford away. So yeah, we've got some really tough games, and last game of the season is going to be no given either. So we'll keep working hard. That's all we can do, and keep trying to do our very best to win the game.
Charlton Live.
Addicts boss Lee Bowyer, much like plenty of his playing squad, will see his current contract with the club run out in the summer. He was, though, told to expect a new offer from Addicts owner Roland du Châtelet last week, and sure enough, one was forthcoming. But things are never that simple in SE7 these days. Bowyer said on Thursday that the offer received was confusing and unlike any other contract offer he'd seen before. He was set to sit down with the non-executive chairman Richard Murray towards the end of last week for some clarification on what deal exactly was being tabled. So I asked Lee if he could shed any more light on that after the win at Plymouth.
Not really, no. I'm going to go back to him and ask for just like a normal offer, because it's different to what I've seen before. But at least we've got the ball rolling there, so it's a good start. So I'm sure we'll get there in the end.
Did you sit down with Richard Murray and go through it and just try?
I spoke to Richard and his advice was to maybe just see if there can be something just a bit more normal. And then we start negotiating and talking properly. So, but it'd be fine. There's a long way to go. The most important thing for me is that we keep winning games, and nothing's going to change there. And well, I'm loving my time here, you know. And I have to say, the fans were unreal again today.
Charlton Live.
The subject of racist abuse has reared its ugly head again this weekend. Derby's Dwayne Holmes and Wigan's former Charlton loanee Nathan Byrne were both said to have received untoward comments during a game at Brentford and online after a game at Bristol City, respectively, with Palace's Wilf Zaha and a number of Northampton Town players also targeted just this weekend. Addicts striker Lyle Taylor has himself been on the receiving end of unacceptable and racially charged posts recently, including one he highlighted from a Plymouth fan's Instagram account after the game on Saturday. The striker says that whilst 99.9% of football fans may condemn such actions, until you've been the recipient of such abhorrent abuse, you just don't know quite how upsetting it is.
I mean, I've had conversations with fans this week where they've likened racism to other things, and look, I mean no disrespect, but unless you've been racially abused, you won't understand how it feels. So unless you've been racially abused, I'd rather you not make comment on what other people go through. If somebody gets the mick taken out of them because they've got a stutter, or if somebody walks with a limp, do you know what I mean? It's not the same. So yes, we need to focus on the positives, and the positives are that 99.9% of football fans in this country are not racist. But we don't need to worry about the 99.9% because they're not the ones who are causing the issue. So from here on in, we have to do everything we can to highlight this and to make an issue of it. Because if we make an issue of it, hopefully that way people will start realising that their behaviour, if that is their behaviour, is just way, way, way beyond the pale.
Charlton Live.
That's it for this mini podcast. Thanks for tuning in. Don't forget that the Addicts are next in action this Tuesday evening as we travel to Adams Park to take on Wickham Wanderers, looking to give ourselves a fighting chance of making that top two. We'll discuss what happens during that game on this Thursday's big match preview, where we'll of course also be looking forward to Saturday's home clash with the league leaders Luton Town. I've been Louis Mendes, thanks for listening. Let's hope for another win on the road on Tuesday evening.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.